Well, Tom, a Catalan feed report comes out just a little bit ago. Why don't you kind of recap it for us hit the highlights for us here?
Well, Dave, our cattle on feed report this afternoon was friendlier than expected as our numbers came out across the board better than what the trade had been looking for. December on feed came in at 100%. They was looking for 100.9. Now, this means that we put on feed 10.794 million head of cattle. That is 4.5% below the five-year average. The Kansas on feed was up 2 points from last year. Nebraska and Texas were each down 2% versus last year. Now, this is the fourth largest December on feed of the past 20 years. This month broke a string of 31 straight months of the on feed number being larger than the previous year. And November placements today were 89%. The trade was looking for 95.9%, so much less than expected. This meant that we placed 1.601 million head of cattle. This is 16.6% lower than the five-year average. Now, Kansas placements were down 5%, Nebraska down 7%, and Texas down a whopping 18% versus a year ago. Now, this is the lowest November placements of the past 20 years. This is also the ninth time in the past 11 months of placements being lower than a year ago levels. The weight breakdown of the placements, under 600-pound category, down 15.3%. 600 to 699-pound category, down 10.1%. 700 to 799-pound category, down 16%. And the 800-plus category, down 1.2%. Now, this is only the second time in the past 14 months that the over 800-pound placements were lower than a year ago. November marketings were also friendly at 104%. The trade was looking for 103.4%. This meant that we marketed 1.532 million head of cattle. This is 9.3% below the five-year average. Now, compared to a year ago, Texas is unchanged on its marketing. Kansas and Nebraska were both up 2% compared to a year ago. This is the third lowest November marketing number of the past 20 years, and this is also the second lowest marketing number for the 2015-year time period. Now, the cold storage report will be released at 2 p.m. next Tuesday, the 22nd. Now, when you look at this, this is friendly to the market. Of course, today we had limit-up closes in live cattle and feeder cattle. That means we will have expanded limits of $4.50 for live cattle on Monday, $6.75 for the feeder cattle on Monday. And despite seeing this big upside that we saw today on this limit-up close, we are still looking at February cattle. We're $1.77 below the high of the week, and they are still $9.47 below the high of the month. While March feeders with today's upside was still $2.42 below the high of the week and $15.05 below the high for December. So even with a friendly close today, a friendly cattle on feed report coming out today, we still have a big hole to dig our way out of. This cattle on feed report might give us the one fundamental that we need to get some more support to the upside.